Yowza, yowza, yowza to the Sean Hannitys and the Rushes and the InfoWars people. It was not a false flag. Okay? They know. They got the guy now. And it's just that particular nightmare is over. And, of course, he was from Florida. Need I say more? It's just crazy how people look at the same event and make up stories about what is happening, what is not, and who. The whole idea of all this anger and hatred, you know, one of the things we could fix it with? Term limits. People are fighting for money and power. But if there's term limits, everything has to change every few years. And it's just too much money. There were never billionaires when they wrote the Constitution. We need to have some term limits. That would take some of it out. And the other thing is people just get so invested in the thick of thin things. We all kind of forget that we are just one doctor's visit or one late night phone call from realizing just how terminal we all are. It's just that simple. We get involved in the thick of thin things and we forget about what really matters, which is you and the people you love. But instead they get invested in politics and, my God, we have to win and we have... Get over it. People have different opinions. People have different ideas. No one is a demon from hell. No one is the spawn of Satan. We're all just the same people. We're all just worms in the earth. I mean, as far as politics goes, I think Lewis Black said you've got the party of no ideas up against the party of bad ideas. That's how it is, really. No one has a handle or a firm grip on truth, because truth is all relative. Don't get caught in the thick of thin things. Become a rodeo clown. Huh? Now, that would be a good thing to get involved with. We just have to just start thinking again. Pay attention, but don't get married to some certain idea because it's not yours. A lot of different people think a lot of different things, and a lot of them are right. So don't just sign up with the crazies. There's more people who pay attention and have good ideas than there are the people who should have been thinned out of the herd and would have been if this were 100 years ago. Thinning the herd. A lot of people don't like that term, but I think, it's survival of the fittest. But we keep letting the non-fit coast along. That's what I'm thinking right now. I mean, we've been through a week where people were going to get bombed because they thought differently than some clown in Florida. It's not supposed to be like that, and it's up to us to make it not like that. Again, I always say, if they're in office, vote them out. And we got a chance to do that coming up in just a couple of weeks. And if you're looking at what am I going to do, this is my personal belief. Take a look at Oz for governor. We know he's not bought because he's not a Republican or a Democrat. We need more parties in this country, but it's up to us to set them up instead of getting married to the same old dogma. Speaking of dogs, let's do some howling, because it's a Friday once again. This is going to be a big, big Halloween party weekend for a lot of people. And again, don't drink and drive. Drink and stay put. Make them fix you breakfast in the morning. Or everybody chips in $10 and they have a designated driver. It's just that simple. You don't want to be telling what a great time you had at the Halloween party to your cellmate. So get smart, look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp, pig out, pork out, freak out for you. This weekend is in session, the last weekend of October. And you've gotta,